Running can be a great way to stay fit and enjoy the fresh air. But how easy is it to run with a guide runner? Well, I'm chatting today with Melissa Bloom and her friend and guide runner, Brooke Danielson, to find out why they chose to run together. Hello.
Hi, Paulina.
Hello, Paulina.
So I'm really excited to have you here. And can you actually just tell us how you two met?
Mel, you want to take the lead?
Sure. So we met through Achilles International, through the Achilles New York City chapter. It was a hope and possibility race in Central Park. It was a 4-mile race, and we just happened to meet through a mutual friend, and we just started talking and realized we had a lot of common interests like fashion and running and health, wellness, and stuff like that. And we just exchanged numbers and contact information, and we just kept in touch, and we continue just to like run together and just became really good friends.
And Brooke, was it quite hard to join Achilles because you joined as a guide runner?
It wasn't difficult to join. I would say probably the first month was getting my feet wet and getting comfortable and getting to know people. Also being responsible as a guide for the athlete, for yourself, and for the team. That was nerve-wracking for a bit, but then it all wore off as I got more familiar and more comfortable in the process. You become so familiar with the athletes. You are in close proximity. You're sharing life stories as you run. And once I felt comfortable, it's like I had a whole new family. It is the most loving and friendly place with a lot of passion and emotion. And it's super cool. So,
and am I right in thinking, Melissa, you didn't really do much running beforehand, have you?
I have run some before I joined Achilles, but not long distance. I would just do so more just for fun and just to get some exercise in. But I never imagined to do anything like long distance or run as frequent.
You've both been running together for quite a while now, but last year you've probably taken on your biggest challenge.
Yeah, we ran the North Face Endurance 50K Ultra Marathon Challenge together. Yeah, that was definitely the ultimate experience, to say the least.
Hey, as if marathons aren't enough or challenging enough, we both decided, hey, let's do an ultra and really, you know, kick our own rears into gear.
And it wasn't just that it was an ultra, because this ultra marathon is a bit different to what we usually expect.
Correct. It was a trail ultra, and it was very difficult on the scale of, you know, 1 to 5 in terms of technicality. Melissa and I chose one of the hardest ones in the endurance series, but why not go big or go home, I guess. Right, Mel?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I guess I should have done a little bit more research. We definitely had to work for this one.
And what about running this year? Because obviously coronavirus is happening all over the world. I imagine it had an impact on guided running.
I'm so used to having someone there physically, someone there like helping with, you know, personal interaction and guiding and helping me as my eyes, as you would say. And typically I would go to the workouts in Central Park. So it's been hard because though it's been canceled due to the coronavirus, it really has been difficult as far as that. I haven't been running as much just because I really do need the assistance. I mean, I do have some usable vision and I try to run as much as I can, but sometimes I know it's probably not the safest thing to do just because I do need help as far as seeing the ground, because sometimes I have a difficulty because of my, like, I have really bad depth perception. So some things kind of look all the same to me as far as the ground. I try to do my best, but yeah, it's been difficult.
You know, Melissa and I were on the phone the other day, and, you know, Mel does have some limited vision, so the possibility for her to maybe get out there and run by herself is there, but then it's dangerous. And then my concern in COVID as well is, not only am I far away from Melissa and the Achilles crew, I think about our other friends too, who who have limited vision or limited vision and hearing that don't have somebody there to run with them right now in this time of social distancing and trying to really not be in contact with those they don't need to be for safety reasons, health reasons. But, you know, and now the whole running world has essentially gone virtual as all races are canceled this year. So we're learning as we go, and it's the process is ever changing. You know, but it's so important because athletics really give back to this community. It makes the athletes so happy. It gives them focus and purpose. So Achilles has really been adapting to the virtual world the best way they can, which has been incredible to see. And the updates are very regular. They're handling as best they can, but I've definitely, you know, I've missed Melissa and everybody being so far away. And, you know, I think that there's been a lot of learning curves in this process.
So are you both thinking of maybe doing one of the virtual challenges or virtual marathons or anything of that sort?
Yes, I do. I am training right now for the Boston virtual marathon on September 12th. And yeah, it's been kind of tough, you know, it's just because another thing too, like when you have someone there, obviously, like, you know, the person's there to help me. Like visually, but also it helps with the accountability aspects and motivating each other and physically just being there.
So for anyone that's maybe considering starting running for the first time or maybe becoming a guide runner, what best tip would you give to them?
For like a beginner runner, I would say just like be very patient about starting and really try to enjoy and have fun with it. I wouldn't do anything drastic right away. You should just start out kind of slow and like work your way gradually as far as mileage. I wouldn't go out too fast pace wise. I would just kind of take the process kind of slow and casual, just work your way up, like start out maybe 10 minutes the first run and then gradually work up to 15 minutes the next run. And another important thing is having the proper running shoes because that's very important because you want to be comfortable. And I think it's just, yeah, just have fun with the process, really.
You know, particular to guiding, you have to be really present when you're guiding. The athlete's safety is number one. Sometimes Mel and I get carried away chatting. We have our gossip runs, but which are fun. And, you know, sometimes I have to check myself and remind myself, okay, you're guiding. But Mel and I are such good friends too, that there have been times where like, I'll be a little out to lunch. And then I'm like, oopsie, rein it in. But for guides in particular, if you're interested in guiding, you have to be patient and present and outside of yourself, because it is not about you. It is about the athlete. And when you're racing, it takes such an incredible amount of energy just to get yourself to the finish line. But then imagine giving all of your mental and physical energy to the person next to you. And for me, I thrive off of that. It's like this high, this euphoric being, even in the ultra at the end, it was like, oh my gosh, did I just run 31 miles? Like I gave it all to Mel because I was there for her. I mean, granted, we were a team and we were next to each other and we were in this together, but you give yourself to the athlete. So be prepared to be patient, and you have to be able to step outside yourself because it's about the athlete.
So would you both say it's absolutely worth giving running a go?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely give a run a go. I mean, what's so great about running is that it's accessible and all you need is a good pair of running shoes, and just you can do it any time of the day and whenever you want. And I would really recommend anyone, you know, to give it a go.
I might need to go and get some new trainers and do some running. But in the meantime, Melissa Bloom and Brooke Danielson, thank you so much for speaking with me today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.